work on another good day. It's Tuesday, August 27th. So a week from today we'll be done with Labor Day and you'll all have to go back to work. Sorry. Listen, the way it is down on the farm. Actually, we're working on the farm every day, 24 hours a day. Lots of information flowing in the last 24 hours. Let's see if we can bring you up to date on some of the things that are going on that are important that will make you a better conversationalist. Jennifer Horn is off this week in Hawaii working on her day. Everybody has day jobs here. Kenny's day job is to get caught up on his sleep. And then he performs as well as he does with me here early in the morning, depending on where you are. It's early in the morning. Could be mid-morning, could be in the afternoon, could be the evening. This program has one of the distinctions of being aired more in different parts of the day than pretty much any other radio program that's on the air. So that's kind of a cool thing. Let's get to some of the important issues of the day, actually sort of with a historical perspective. It was on this date in 1859 that a shaft got sunk deep in the ground, and the drill, as it reached 69 feet 6 inches, opened up a very interesting world. It was the first oil well in western Pennsylvania, town of Titusville. This dark film floating on the water. They were drilling for water, by the way. They were not drilling for oil. They were drilling for water. Did you know that, Kenny? They didn't even know. Yeah, they weren't looking for oil. They were looking for water on this farm in Titusville. And it became the first oil well. It wasn't Texas crude. It wasn't Oklahoma gold. It was Pennsylvania oil. What is Pennsylvania oil known for? Because there are really different kinds, I think. The oil that comes out of the ground in Pennsylvania is good for lubricating, good for engine oil, and good for hydraulic oil and that kind of stuff, grease. But not necessarily good for gasoline. The stuff that comes out of the ground in Oklahoma, I think similarly, some of it's better for some processes than others. At any rate, the reason that has value is because of what you're paying at the pump today. When did you stop at the gas station last, Kenny?
Yesterday, the day before, $3.83.
Michael is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Michael, 48. What did you pay for gas last time you bought it?
Around $3.55.
$3.55. Okay, I paid $3.68 yesterday for gasoline, and I bought for the farm about 2,500 gallons with a diesel fuel. It costs about $3.14, $3.15 a gallon. That's without taxes because it's used on a farm. This is ridiculous. And part of the reason the oil prices have gone up in the last couple of weeks is because I caught myself. What's going on in Syria? The price of oil rose above $1.06. That is $106 a barrel. After officials said there was strong evidence that Syria used chemical weapons and we're going in there to fight. Yet another challenge to our common sense. The price of oil yesterday went up 34 cents. Electronic trading on the Mercantile Exchange saw at the end of the day it fell off, but by midday, price had gone up 34 cents on the announcement that we might go in there. Secretary of State making a case for an aggressive response. As soon as he opened his mouth, bingo, up went the price of crude oil and therefore up went the price of what you pay at the pump. That's how it works. Is that enough of a reason for us to stay the hell out of Syria? Yes or no? 888-302-3684. What do you think? Kerry never really impresses me, and he hasn't impressed me as Secretary of State. He doesn't impress me here, but there are other things that are going on over there. But it's the same old, Kenny. I wonder what people are saying as you follow this with a focus on our social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter @Good Day Show. What are people saying about our involvement potentially? And maybe you can add to it the twist of what it's costing you and me at the pump. What do we say about getting involved in Syria? Even though it's undeniable they have chemical weapons being used there, what do we get out of it if we go in there?
That's my question. I, I, I understand. I get that what's going on there is horrible, but we can't go into every country. But it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
On Twitter, Jazz says this would be really horrible and would create instability in the area if we go in. It's their war. We need to stay out of it.
Amen. What else?
And on the other hand, Sarah says, throw in a few drones and call it a day already.
Throw in a couple of drones. All right. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, very interesting, the Saudis have offered Russia a secret oil deal if... and this is how the intrigue works. I think we said earlier this morning, if you weren't listening, we're talking about the Saudis and how much money they have and how foolish we are, because we run in and pick up the pieces of all the problems that are there. When the Saudis have a lot of money and they also have an army, the Saudis, as I said, offering Russia a deal to control the global oil market and safeguard Russia's gas contracts if the Kremlin backs away from Assad and supporting his regime. This is pretty interesting. As the U.S., the British, the French have sent their warships in there, missile strikes are poised against Syria. I'm just looking at the latest price from where it was yesterday at a buck, what did I say, it was a buck 60, 34 or something? A buck six, $106.34. It's up to $112 a barrel today. So another serious spike. The market's a lot tighter. So what the Saudis wanted, they don't want to have the disruption here. And so they're trying to make a deal with the Russians, because the Russians are supporting al-Assad and the Syrians don't like him. They want him to be gone. So if Russia backs off, then they've got plenty of oil. We'll sell it to the Russians. We'll make you a deal. But we want him gone. So, does that make sense? $40 million barrels of oil a day go to Russia from Saudi Arabia now. 40 million barrels a day of oil. And that's, by the way, 45% of global output comes out of this area. The OPEC countries that are there. A lot of oil, a lot of money. So what will the Russians say? Putin is, if nothing else, a pragmatist, is he not?
Yeah.
Does he make the deal? What do you think?
I don't know. He's gotten a lot of bad press with the whole Snowden thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he'll do.
All right. Well,
he's a tough cookie.
He's a wily character for sure. 888-302-3684. All right, enough on what's going on there. George Zimmerman in the news again. We'll talk about him in a moment here on Good Day.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood. Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Get a 55-inch Samsung 1080p LED TV, only $799.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time. Time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins September 9th on NBC.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Call Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
All right, it's now 17 change past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, Tuesday the 27th. George Zimmerman is going to ask the state of Florida to cover about $300,000 of his legal bills. After the trial and what happened subsequently, he was acquitted, and therefore the state is required to pay his legal costs minus the fee that goes to his lawyers. That includes the cost of expert witnesses, travel, depositions, photocopies, and the 3D video that defense attorneys show jurors during closing arguments. The defense attorney says that they're preparing a motion asking the judge to authorize the payments. They're collecting a lot of numbers, but somewhere between 200 and 300 grand, apparently. That's on top of the $900,000 that public agencies have spent on Zimmerman's murder trial. $900,000. Okay, so he was found not guilty. So did you tell me that there's a story floating around? I saw this over the weekend, too. He's trying to buy a shotgun. Zimmerman's trying to find a shotgun.
I don't know about it. I don't know if that was what drove this, but he apparently visited a gun factory in Florida, and his lawyer wasn't happy about him doing that. They make the same kind of gun that he used to shoot Trayvon Martin.
I think anybody would be foolish enough to have him become a spokesperson for a particular time. I mean, I could see that. Somebody going to him and offering him a lot of money. Okay, George, we want you to sell this kind of gun, the Glock, or some Colt pistol or something like that. I can see that happening.
And, sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see here. The lawyer has been paid nothing by Zimmerman. He bills at the rate of $400 an hour. So I always love that, $400 an hour. I want that gig. Where do we get that gig?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so he would be, if that's the case, he'd be owed slightly more than $1 million given the number of hours that were put into the trial. So where's Zimmer going to come up with that money unless he does something crazy like become a spokesperson for a gun company or something like that? He's certainly never going to come up with that kind of dough. And the lawyer must have known that, unless somebody comes along and offers to ghostwrite a book with him. He's not precluded from that. He's not guilty. So he can write his side of the story, sell a lot of books. There's an idea. 21 after the hour and good day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Program. Strong voices, strong minds, strong hearts, strong backs. We're all about strength here on Good Day. Here's a lady with a strong voice and a strong presence, Aretha. Crank it up, Michael. One song during this week in 1985 was A Freeway of Love. Why not? Maybe I'll need a little bit more love. Kind of like most of the stuff that she's done. Tough lady to be around, I'm told. But it's okay. She's been successful, and maybe some people say that she's earned it. I don't think anybody earns being difficult, but that's just my... We're all the same. We put our pants on one leg at a time. We have to go to the bathroom every day and take a shower, so why are you better than me? I don't think so. 25 after the hour. Doug and Ken, Jennifer off for the rest of the week. Actually, I think she's going to... Well, she'll be around, I think, back next week for part of the program anyway. We have time now to get back to our tradition of some of the comedy from the late-night shows, even though only two of the shows are live, and they would be the Leno Show and the Letterman Show. Let's start with Jay Leno.
San Diego Mayor Bob Filner is now retiring after 18 women have accused him of sexual... 18! See, he was smart to step down and nip this thing in the bud before it became some kind of media circus, you know? Oh, good thing he caught it early. Teen women accusing him of sexual assault. He even groped a great-grandmother. A great-grandmother. Isn't that awful? Even great-grandfathers don't do that. Come on. Come on. What are you doing? But it's not all news for the former San Diego mayor. Today, Bob Filner was offered a new job as a TSA agent at the airport. So you
fly often, do you? Yes. That's a very nice welcome. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It makes up for me not being the new Batman. You know who's going to be the new Batman? Ben Affleck. Yeah. Are we okay?
Yes, yes.
Ben Affleck.
It's going to be great.
The Republicans are vowing to block the nomination.
Uh-huh. That happens.
Batman fans. We have Batman fans here? Batman fans?
Sure.
Well, for some reason, the Batman people, like somebody shoved a sharp stick up their nose, went crazy, and they petitioned the White House. Please do something. Get rid of Ben Affleck. Please do something. They're contacting the President of the United States. don't just sit there and let this happen. Do something. Nothing, however, about getting rid of that goon running the show in Syria. But Ben Affleck, you've got to do something.
Bill Murray is going to help David Letterman celebrate his 20th anniversary on CBS by appearing on The Late Show this Thursday. He was on the very first Letterman show August 30th, 1993. So that ought to be a good take, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So a lot of people are talking about Miley Cyrus and her raunchy performance at the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday night. The things that I've read suggest those who are in her camp are not particularly happy even. And she seems to be okay with all of this. If you haven't seen what the after effect is, go to DougStephan.com and look at the picture of Will Smith and his family as they sit there watching what she's doing on stage. By now, most everybody has heard the story about her being up there with Robin Thicke and the, what's the name of that song? Again, they were
blurred lines.
Blurred lines.
Yeah, I think the lines were very blurred when it came to appropriateness. Anyway, that's the continuation of the Goo Goo Gaga stuff about Miley Cyrus.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Arianna Huffington. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Reagan. Many middle schools now participate in what are called intruder drills, where they practice what to do in case a rampaging gunman comes into the building, complete with guns and fake blood in some cases. Good idea or too much?
It's just a sad thing. You can understand why some schools would want to institute something like this because these horrible things have happened. But it's related to that idea that, well, why don't we arm all the teachers? Which is one of the stupidest ideas I've ever heard an adult come up with.
I really don't think that these drills would save our children. I think having a more stringent gun laws would make a huge difference. But there we are, to go back full circle to our first segment. You know, Washington doesn't seem to be capable of anything but suboptimal solutions to all our problems.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huff.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Good news moving through all of the chaff. Lots of trials in the news today. The Doug way of getting into the information of the day, the important stories of the day, with Ken Kessler. I am here, my job as it is posted on the wall. This is your job. You'd better be aware of what's going on. The colossal wildfire raging across the western edge of Yosemite National Park. A lot of people just awestruck by what they see, not only in the fires, but what they see of these trees, the majesty. These trees don't burn. They can't. Well, I suppose they could under some circumstances, but the people who are around them are the ones that are the problem. So they're forced. They have forced out the people. And you gotta wonder. Hello, you see the smoke, you see the fire. Why are you staying? Why are you staying in these camps? Get out! What in the world is the matter with you? People staying in these camps, they can't see each other because the smoke is so heavy, and yet the park police have to go chase these people out. The last they were.
It's my vacation. Leave me alone.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The cost of war, the cost at the pump. We were talking about that earlier. Syria and the situation there. The Afghanistani war, the Iraqi war. What we don't seem to grasp still in our naivete is the real reason that we go to war. The oil, supposedly, that's what we thought we were going to get out of Iraq. Got nothing there. But who really profits? Here's an example of what goes on every day so that you know what drives the urges when McCain and Lindsey Graham and some of these others say, we got to go in there, we got to send in our troops, we got to send in the planes. Pratt and Whitney, which has a plant in Hartford, Connecticut, unit of United Technologies, is going to build 39 engines for a new batch of F-35 Joint Strike Fighters. The contract is worth $1 billion. Okay? That's why we're going into Syria. That's why we went to Iran, and that's why we went to Afghanistan. So these guys could make more ammunition, more guns, more tanks, more Humvees, more planes, more engines. That's what it's about, boys and girls. $1 billion to build engines for new F-35s. All right? Just so you know what really is going on. Here's another story about American business. Amgen, you know who they are?
biggest biotechnology company in the world. They're a drug maker. They have been away from cancer drugs for whatever the reason. Most of the big pharma outfits are trying feverishly to make cancer drugs because there's a lot of money in it. Anyway, they have, over the weekend, decided to buy Onyx Pharmaceuticals $10 billion in cash because the company has three anti-cancer drug treatments. Three. Only three make the company worth $10 billion. Again, money. And this sort of roots back around to why there isn't a cure for cancer. There are treatments, and a lot of them, for cancer, but is it worthwhile? You see a lot of the St. Jude's and the, what's we call it, the breast cancer, what's the Susan G. Komen, all these people rattling around for money and donations. Yes, we have to treat the problem. We don't do research for the most part. We don't look for a cure because it's worth a lot of money. Not. This one company is selling about $6 billion. You see, they sell these companies based on cash flow. So normally a company like this would sell for 6, 8, maybe 10 times its cash flow. So if they're selling $6 billion, just follow my math. I hope this isn't too confusing, Kenny. Tell me, stop me if I'm getting too confusing. Okay. Here's the way, this is how this works out, all right? They are going to buy Onyx for $10 billion. Onyx sold $6 billion worth of pharmaceuticals last year. And if they're bringing... if whatever they're bringing the bottom line is probably 10%. Most of these companies, they have 10, 12, 14%. So for math purposes, let's say it's $600 million. 10% of $6 billion is $600 million. Multiply that out, and you get the cash flow. You'll find out what the value is of the cash flow. So if they're bringing six, let's, for argument's sake, say they're bringing $1 billion. Let's say it's 14% profit. They're getting $1 billion in profit. Multiply that times 10 cash flow, and that's where you come up with the $10 billion that they bought the company out with. You see what kind of money we're talking about? Mind-boggling numbers that most people can't understand when it comes to the defense industry and how much money is involved in that. When it comes to the drug industry, how much money is involved in that. You can even say that in the automotive business. These numbers are just so sky high that you can't imagine them. So people just say, oh, okay. And that's how that is. That's what goes on. Oh, okay. But I think you ought to know what the numbers are. I think they have value, frankly, don't you? I mean, under the circumstances, it's. I'm just suggesting from, I guess, an overview when you get right down to it. I like to think about what the end game is here. And that's why... Hopefully you endorse my thinking. You can, don't have to if you don't want to. 888-302-3684. President Obama yesterday bestowed an Afghanistan war veteran named Ty Michael Carter with what award? It's 20 minutes before the hour. It's time for the 2020 news quiz. What did President Obama yesterday bestow on war veteran Staff Sergeant Ty Michael Carter in a ceremony at the White House? What did he get? What honor was bestowed upon Sergeant Carter? 888-302-3684. If you know the answer, 2020 News Quiz question, we'll give you a swell prize. The this guy is 33 years old, commemorated for his bravery during a battle in 2009. It was a firefight with the Taliban near the Pakistani border. He risked his own safety to take out Taliban, rescued a wounded soldier who was pinned down by fire. 8 American soldiers were dead in this, the deadliest day for forces to that date. All right? Another reason to question, why are we there? Why do we go to Syria? Why do we put our men in harm's way? It's just this. Oh, again, back to the military-industrial complex. Everything seeds itself here. 888-302-3684. So what I want to know is, what was the honor that was bestowed on this hero, Sergeant Carter? You know the answer? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, let me talk to you about self-improvement. Ready for a way to improve the way you look? You've changed your body over the summer, working out a little bit, slimmer, look better. How's your mind? You're working on your mind too, right? How's your confidence level? Is it good? So, as self-improvement in our country is absolutely in, perhaps I can help you set a new goal to improve your life by whitening your smile, because it's never been easier. Time for you to try Power Swabs. Power Swabs are the world's first tooth detergent made from coconut oil, clinically proven to whiten your teeth. 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days, 6 shades in a week. It's a breakthrough patent. The ingredient penetrates deep into your tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal and whitening results. Power Swabs will work on all of your teeth surfaces, caps, crowns, veneers, bonding. It'll whiten your teeth. There's no tooth sensitivity. If you tend to set your goals high, call 800-865-7602 and give yourself a break. Get your smile stain-free. Ultra-white, super-fast Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. 800-865-7602. Try it today, risk-free, and ask them when you call. Tell them that you're listening to Doug Stephan. They'll give you one of those free whitening sticks. Very cool, and worth some about $10-$12. So they give it to you free for your purchase. Get on the bandwagon. Find out why everybody's talking about Power Swabs to whiten their teeth. 800-865-7602.
Back to School got you on the run?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Yeah.
Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less.
Let's get it started.
Ah. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
This support is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While vacations are an opportunity for family time, traveling with small children can be stressful. Thinking ahead will help parents alleviate family travel headaches. According to a recent Bank of America study, 68% of families surveyed will travel by car this summer, and 30% by air. Whether hitting the road or flying the skies, anticipating travel issues in advance will help ensure a stress-free family vacation. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
When planning your summer vacation, don't overlook the hidden stresses of traveling with children. At the airport, consider checking your bags, which will leave your hands free to help children navigate the security lines. To offset baggage costs, use travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card that make redeeming your earn points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
15 before the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day. Ken Kessler and I are perusing some of the important stories of the day, trying to get a pulse of the nation. Doug in Brownwood, Texas. Hello. Hi.
How you doing,
Doug? Well, thank you. How are you doing?
Just fine.
That's good. All right. So what did the president bestow on Sergeant Carter yesterday?
Is it Purple Heart?
Purple Heart would have been appropriate, but it goes further than that. Good guess, Doug. Thank you. Kelly, listening to KUGN in Eugene. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning. And that would be the Medal of Honor.
He was bestowed with the Medal of Honor, became only the 5th living service member awarded the highest medal for courage in Iraq or Afghanistan. So congratulations to him. It's too bad he has to be there or was there. Were you in the service, Kelly?
No, sir, I am not. I'm actually a farmer like you.
Are you? What are you doing, dairy?
No, actually, I'm right now chopping peppermint at night for part of our crops or one of our crops.
Really? So what do you grow? What's your specialty? And does everybody in Eugene know about you? Are people coming to get fresh produce from your farm?
No, we grow Christmas trees, peppermint, a variety of grass seeds, wheat, filberts, and to raise some feeder cattle.
Do you? How much acreage do you have?
We got about 1,400.
Really? Do you listen to Storm Kennedy after I get off?
I do at times, yes. When I'm this time of the year, my shift changes at 6 o'clock, so I don't listen to much of anything for a while.
Got to take a nap, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So what do you think about us being involved in Afghanistan, Iran, and potentially Syria?
You know what? I'm getting tired of it all. You know what? There may be some good intentions to begin with.
Yeah.
But unless we're going to go in and take care of it and get out of there, but just lingering around and is just costing too many lives, too many dollars, and it's just not worth it right now.
Do you think anything of my theory about the military-industrial complex and oil being the reason?
I think that probably has something to do with it. You know, everyone's got too many fingers in the pot right now. Mm-hmm. And everyone wants to fill their own pockets and get rich off of things. And it's just not it's not the right way of going about it.
All right, Kelly. Thank you. Hold on just a second. We'll take care of you. I'm just going to get a pulse of a couple of other callers here. Pete, you still there from Eau Claire?
I am.
What do you think of our potentially getting involved in Syria, the reason behind it?
Well, I'm not sure, you know, if you can single out a one single reason for it, but I guess my thinking is, even if somebody's going to make some money off it, put it to you this way: if I was walking down the street and I saw you getting beaten up by a couple of thugs to, you know, within an inch of your life, mm-hmm. and I had the means to stop it and I didn't, I think I'd be included in the wrong.
You know, that's a very interesting perspective on it. I'm not sure a lot of people, including yours truly, has thought about it that way. That's a very interesting. I'm impressed with that. Thank you, Pete. Charlie, you want to weigh in on whether we ought to go to Syria or not? Where'd Charlie go? Oh, he's taking a nap. Well, it happens. It happens to the best of us. 888-302-3684. All right, let's cap the conversation with a story. I'm not sure whether I think this is sad. I don't know that it's not happy. I'm not happy as I look at the story of this Ohio couple who'd been married for 65 years. Ruthie and Harold Napke, 91, both died on the same day in the same nursing home. They had shared this room in this nursing home for a number of years. The two met in third grade. They got married. They have six children. One of their grandchildren, 20-year-old Jeff Simon, said his grandparents were devout Catholics. Credits their faith as the reason why his grandmother passed away 11 hours after the grandfather died. It was very hard to see them both go at the same time, but it was a good thing in the end. And to see the miracles that present themselves. They were a long time. They described themselves as lovebirds. And the joint funeral was held, I think, yesterday. I'm choked up about that. I think that's a great story, though. How many of you, how many of us, would have the opportunity, whether it's 65 years, 35 years, 15 years, to sort of choose your way? I'm a great believer in this, by the way. Anyway, I think you can, when you want to go, there's something you just kind of give it away, give it off, and let it go. Let go. Let God. And that's the Napkes. God love them. 51 after on Good Day.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Now 53 after on the Tuesday program. Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler here to peruse what's going on in the world of technology. Tech Talk time brought to you in part by the goodness of our heart. Yes, we want you to know what's going on technologically. That's why I go to great expense to have Shelley Palmer here every day so that you can figure out what the stories are, how these technology stories affect you, et cetera, et cetera. So let's get at it. Shelley actually here to talk about Google's elimination of a policy that let Google employees work on their own side projects while they were at the office one day a week. This is pretty fascinating, actually. So we'll get the story behind the story in a moment here on Good Day.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google recently announced it was getting rid of its 20% policy, which has given us products like Gmail, Google Talk, and more. This policy let Google employees work on their own side projects one day a week, whatever they might have been. The policy was so popular that many Silicon Valley companies followed suit and encouraged out-of-the-box ideas. So why did Google kill its 20% policy? Google has shifted its focus into doing fewer things better, and according to some employees, the process for getting a side project up and running had become more difficult than ever. Engineers had to seek approval for everything and were responsible for their project's maintenance. Management had also reportedly been discouraged from green lighting independent projects. Google is still in the innovation business. Its Google X facility works on secret projects, and Google has launched Google Glass and Project Loon this year. While the company's 20% policy may be a thing of the past, Google will always look to the future. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Yeah!
Are you a safe driver? How about your neighbor? You may be surprised which cities in our country rank the highest for safest drivers. How about we get a rundown? Brian Osich is here with the details.
The Allstate America's Best Drivers Report is out, ranking the country's largest cities based on car collision frequency. Allstate's Michael Roche says last year's number three city earned this year's top spot.
Fort Collins, Colorado earns the honor of America's safest driving city. Our report finds the average driver in Fort Collins will experience an auto collision every 13.9 years. Nationally, the average driver will experience a collision every 10 years.
Roche says other cities ranking high on the list are Boise, Idaho at number 2, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota at number 3. And among cities with more than 1 million people, Phoenix, Arizona is the safest. Allstate says that regardless of where a city ranks on the list, there is a common theme about the type of accidents people have.
Most collisions take place in stop-and-go locations, such as public parking lots, where we frequent every day. That is why drivers need to be extra vigilant when driving in these types of environments.
For more information, go to allstatenewsroom.com. That's Newsbreak from Allstate.
There's a story that we've posted today at DougStephan.com from today's show about a handful of tech startups using social data to determine the risk of lending to people who have a difficult time accessing credit. Traditional lenders rely heavily on credit scores. The typical FICO score, you know, if you don't have the right numbers, they won't give you any money. Some financial lending companies have found that social connections can be a good indicator of a person's credit worthiness. You might want to see how that works. Check out the story at DougStephan.com. 59 after on Good Day.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.